fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 4th day of October, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. This is one I've never mentioned before, but it's very important. Do you fly the American flag at your home? Do you? Well, you should. The best flags to get are the embroidered nylon flags, not the silkscreen flags. Silkscreen flags don't last very long. Ultraviolet kills them pretty quick. You want a embroidered nylon flag. If you're flying it at night, it needs to have its own illumination, and I encourage people to do that. A 3x5 foot flag is a nice size, can be seen from a long distance, and I think it's time to show the colors. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's a amateur archaeologist, radio talk show host, and author. His website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, good. We're all reeling from the events that happened late Sunday night and into early Monday morning. That's taken up the majority of the news airtime, as well it should. It's a horrific incident, and it's the consequences of that are hard to know right now, but there will be consequences. Within hours, Hillary Rodham Clinton was blaming the NRA for this event and advocating more gun control, which is no surprise, is it, Jim?
Well, yeah, and I've done some searching, and people are very quick to point things out on the internet, YouTube. There's a lot of very strange things surfacing about this event. Excuse me. And not the least of which is that there were multiple shooters. And the guy who was in the room next to this shooter said he came out in the hall, and there was a policeman who shot a security guard. And so he didn't know what was going on. He went down and hid someplace till the whole thing was over. So, and then there's other people who have, like, telephone cameras of shooting coming from down below, much lower in the building. And no shooting in the same frames, no shooting at all, no fire at all coming from above. So there's some really strange things going on here, and more will surface with time, I'm sure, as more people come out tell their story. A woman who was interviewed on network TV, a young woman was there for her 21st birthday, and she said that an hour before the shooting started, a woman, these two rather short Mexican people came running up saying, "You're all going to die tonight." And went up and was arrested and hauled out by security. So it made a big scene there of some kind, enough to be arrested.
Right. Well, if these two people were arrested, when I don't no doubt they will, there'll be a paper trail to locate these people and thoroughly debrief them. It's an investigative nightmare, quite frankly. I've been doing pretty complex investigations for more than 40 years, Jim, and this would be an investigative nightmare that would take a team of investigators to work on for probably weeks, if not months, to gather all the relevant information, evidence, I should say, all the relevant evidence, put it in a chronological order, and analyze it. A massive undertaking, to say the least. Right now, the rumors are flying. I saw some of the reports you're talking about also about multiple shooters. And my question at the moment is, did any of those windows facing that venue open? We were told quite clearly that the windows on the third and the second floor do not open. And I've also been told that some of the lower windows do open, which I would find surprising if any of those guest windows on that hotel opened at all. Typically in that type of construction, everything's pretty much done the same, which means that if the windows did not open, they would have to be broken out in order to be shot through. Interesting questions, lots of questions, and not that many answers at the moment, are there, Jim?
No, but the problem is with these, there's never any real investigation. They go in, they sequester, say, this guy's computer or whatever, and there's never investigation to see if he's associated with mind control programs. And if there was something like this going on, they've become very good at covering their tracks. And there never seems to be any real investigation. They say, oh, this was the shooter, that's the end of the story, that's the narrative that the news media covers, and that's it. And that's what happens with all of these.
Well, something you may not be aware of, Jim, in the last few hours, I'm going to say last 8 or 10 hours, the sheriff there is now publicly stating his concern that the shooter may have been, quote-unquote, radicalized. Now, we're not sure what that means, but the sheriff has expressed his concern in that regard, and he's the official in charge of the investigation because he's the highest ranking law enforcement official in that venue, and he does have jurisdiction as opposed to the FBI or anybody else. He has jurisdiction.
Well, if he's going to take it, that's actually good, because what we've seen with federal is that things just get totally lost there.
Right. Well, feds will be involved in this type of matter, but he does have jurisdiction as the highest ranking law enforcement officer in that county, and he seems to be taking the bull by the horns and moving forward. We'll see as this thing plays out. It's still very, very early, less than 3 days since this thing happened.
John, let's look at the logistics of what this guy would have had to do. He arrived the night before, and there's cameras in the lobbies of these places with recorded video. Now, they claimed he used 5 suitcases. He had 30 military arms and thousands of rounds for this. Now, John, you carried military stuff around, and I'm not an expert at military arms, but I've certainly carried arms around and you know, normal civilian arms. And you're talking about a boatload, a serious amount of weight and volume here. And, you know, for this guy to just kind of casually walk in with a couple suitcases, this is not the story. I mean, he's got to be rolling in extremely heavy. I mean, we're talking, you know, thousands of pounds here, literally.
Well, no, it wouldn't be thousands of pounds, Jim. Depending on the caliber, how many thousand rounds did you say?
Well, I mean, let's count the numbers. 500 people wounded, 50 dead, and how many shots missed? So we're talking about...
Well, most missed. There's always more air than there is targets.
Yeah, so we're talking thousands and thousands of rounds here, and then how much more did he have there? I mean, here's one guy. How many guns can he shoot at one time? He had 30 guns there? You know, this is 30 guns. That's a lot of weight right there in volume.
Right.
And so how did he just casually walk through the lobby with this volume of gear? And, you know, and they should have videos of this.
Well,
there's a lot of things.
I've used these hotel carts myself, I'm just kind of... Here's how I would do it. I would have my vehicle in front of the hotel and bring one of those carts out, load whatever I wanted to load on it. If it was done in the early morning hours, there wouldn't be very many people around, maybe a clerk behind a desk. Depending on if the firearms were packaged in a discreet manner, for it wasn't obvious they were firearms, that could be loaded on the cart and make as many trips as necessary. Take a trip up there, come back, make another trip. I would say three trips with one of those luggage carts would be enough to move everything, our firearms and ammunition, his electronics and so forth. The logistics of that are not all that crazy, Jim. A single ammunition can would hold several hundred rounds, so it may take 10 of those, which don't take up much space. Each can is about 6 inches wide, a foot long, and maybe 8 or 10 inches tall. That would be enough to hold several hundred rounds of ammo in one can. Yes, they are heavy, but these luggage carts, all these hotels have, can carry considerable weight very easily. And they're routine. See these carts going in and out. If the items are packaged discreetly, nobody would give it a second thought. They're all busy doing their own thing. And you've got a cart with plain-looking packaging, whether it's suitcases or whatever people expect to see in a hotel.
Yeah, but the point is, John, that there should be video of this guy moving all this stuff.
Oh, there is. Yeah, of course there is.
But, I mean, yeah. I have not seen or heard anything. Have you seen or heard any indication that they have such
that
video?
All that material would be confiscated and taken into custody by the police ASAP. I've done this myself. I've gone to crime scenes and used a subpoena to get the video footage before the police did. I've been that quick on a couple of occasions. But the job of the police is to get to the security office and confiscate all that recording equipment, storage media, ASAP. And no, that's not going to be revealed to the public, possibly never. That's evidence in the worst mass shooting in the history of the United States. And unless somebody leaks it, we may never see that video of him moving those carts of equipment into that hotel.
If, in fact, it exists. And the question is, if they find that this guy walked in with one little suitcase and you know, whatever, and wasn't the shooter... Is that going to come out? That's my question.
Right. Well, I like to stick on the side of evidence, Jim, and right now the evidence we have is pretty scattered and sketchy.
Yes, that's my only point. And right now there's a bill going through Congress relative to silencers on automatic weapons to allow them. And so the timing of this is
Jim,
a little Jim, suspect.
Jim, stop. Please stop. Yeah. This is not even my expertise. You're the astrophysics guy. I'm the gun guy. First of all, legally they're called silencers. In the gun culture, we call them suppressors or cans. They've never been illegal, ever. what the legislation is attempting to do is remove the $200 transfer tax and the legal paperwork that goes with it, putting them, the suppressor or silencers, into the same category as a regular rifle, shotgun, or pistol, number one. Number two, if you use a suppressor or silencer on an automatic weapon, it will damage it very, very quickly because they get so hot that you'll cause damage and won't be able to use a suppressor on a, on an automatic weapon for more than a few shots. It's just the engineering isn't there to handle that kind of heat buildup. So the legislation was pending. Paul Ryan pulled it, I think yesterday, put it on the shelf. Hillary Clinton was criticizing the legislation, and people act out of ignorance. They hear these statements. They don't know about the technology or the engineering, and they believe what they hear because they don't know the engineering or technology, which is that's expected. I've seen this happen a number of times with firearms-related matters. There's and I think people can still watch this on YouTube, Jim, where a female state legislator in Colorado, she believed that an ammunition magazine for a rifle was an expendable item, that you would load it with ammunition once, shoot the magazine until it was empty, and then it was disposed of and not and something that couldn't be used a second time. And she said that during a hearing for the Colorado State Legislature, making herself a complete idiot in front of the entire country.
Oh, yeah. The entire legal aspect of guns is over-the-top ignorant.
Even among people who should know better. And here's a firsthand story. A friend of mine, we've been friends since 1979, a highly accomplished criminal defense attorney. He's on the way to a hearing. His client has been charged with owning a shotgun that the barrel had been sawed off less than 18 inches, meaning it would need special transfer tax and registration. And he says, John, I'm on the way to this court hearing. He says, John, how do you measure the barrel of a shotgun? So I said, Frank, this is how you do it. Take an unloaded shotgun, you close the bolt, you drop a wood dowel down the barrel. When it makes contact with the face of the bolt, you mark the end of the barrel. That's how you measure the length of a shotgun barrel. It turns out the police and the prosecuting attorney did not know how to measure the barrel of a shotgun. They measured it with a loaded shell in the chamber, which made that barrel appear to be 2 3/4 inches shorter than it really was. So my friend's client was exonerated, obviously. In the meantime, the client had to, he was arrested, had to post bond, missed work, had to hire an attorney at the cost of several thousands of dollars for only one reason. The police and the prosecuting attorney did not know how to measure the barrel of a shotgun. This stuff happens all the time, Jim, all over the country. Right. Ignorance on the part of trained professionals who are supposed to know these things and don't.
Great. Yeah, my only point relative to Las Vegas is when investigations become involved, and then also since you have federal here, there's always a pecking order of who's in charge of what and who's in charge of the investigation and who gets the information, who can release information. If it turns out that this guy, there's evidence turning up that this guy was not the shooter, that he was not alone or any other scenario, that it would get buried by the federal levels. And we would not have a real investigation.
I understand. Well, the operative word is jurisdiction. These press conferences have been led most of the time by the sheriff, who does have primary jurisdiction in this matter. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay, then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSM? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSM. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSM. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 4th of October, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have two radio shows every week. Tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville is my weekly commercial-free show, James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. And then that re-airs Friday night and Saturday morning from WTWW. And then Saturday it re-airs on satellite links. It has many different ways to listen, plus the archives on my webpage. All the different ways to listen and the instructions are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then there's the paid cast. It's $3.95 a month for an extra hour of scientific deep dive into esoteric science topics. And that, John, I've been a little bit behind on. I'm getting caught up, just to let listeners know. Some of them are wondering. I've had kind of a strange month after evacuating from Florida, but I'm right. Getting back to normal here, whatever that is. Okay. And but anyway, that's the paid cast. And this, I'm currently involved in the ongoing series, The Science of the Colburn. Very interesting series. So anyway, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Well, Jim, I think we've digested the Las Vegas matter sufficiently for this show. There's many, many other things going on in this vast world of ours. We got past the 23rd of September with no issues, as you and I both knew we would. Pastor of my church made an astute observation that the people who made these predictions will now make new predictions and make excuses for why the previous ones didn't work. And I think that's pretty accurate, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty standard procedure. And so we get this all the time. Or they just change their YouTube channel or whatever. A lot of this is spawned by the CIA. They are the masters of disinformation, and they get this stuff going, and they put a lot of time and money into it, because look at all of the months of preoccupation and the amount of time, human hours, that have been put into that date with nothing going on. And then it occurs and nothing happens, and then the end result for some people is that if real things happen, then they don't listen. It's the old cry wolf issue. So that
right.
has a two-edged sword, and then there's other people who it just deadens any issues that come out there.
And that's the goal.
That's the goal.
Jim, we got a couple of callers on hold. First, we go to Phyllis in Missouri. Good morning, Phyllis.
Hi, I just had one thing to say. I think that that guy was just a laundry man, and everything else was fluff. Bye.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means. Do you know what that term means, laundryman? I don't know.
Well, he was a dupe. He was set up, and of course he ends up dead, as they always do. So he can't talk, and his girlfriend she doesn't know anything about this. Apparently, you know, she was sent away and then she came back, and when she comes back, all the shooting's going on. There's a lot of strange stories. John, the video that I saw of the extra shooting was coming almost from ground level at this hotel, not from windows in the hotel itself.
Really?
And you could see it was a YouTube video, it was like a phone video, and you could see the reports, the light flashes and the reports of the guns corroborating with the flashes of light, and it was coming from down almost at ground level from that hotel, and nothing coming
Amazing.
From the windows up above, and that's
Amazing.
What they were pointing out. So anyway, today everybody has a cell phone with a camera, a good camera, probably much better than most professional cameras 10 years ago.
These days that's possible. It is. We got a break, we got a caller on hold. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 4th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Despite the tragedies, life goes on, and our projects go on, such as our project to locate images of continents with new coastlines and television shows and movies. We've got more than a dozen at this point in time. I'm sure there's probably two or three more dozen out there waiting to be found. All those images we found so far are posted at my website for you to look at your convenience. If you find one yourself, get it to me, and you get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. It's a great project, a lot of fun. Also, of course, at my website are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs them up and takes them to the country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where the good old boys are having coffee and talking about baling hay and cutting brush with the brush hog and deer hunting. The little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri. Energy cleaners are a healing device, and I have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with them. Yes, I take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, and MasterCard and Visa. Text me sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. A toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, our next caller is Norm in New York. Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, John and James. Thank you for your common sense approach to these issues. I think you might be familiar with the Sullivan Act back in the 20s and 30s about fully automatic weapons.
It was actually the mid-1930s when they passed those laws, federal laws.
Yes, and Meyer Lansky and organized crime were behind it. They didn't want the average citizen to have means to those. And you're in the land of Harry Reid and John McCain. And I think what happened with the situation with Gifford, when her was a failed attempt at gun control, and they're trying to implement it again. And I liken this Stephen Paddock as Jack Ruby. He was just involved with him. He's clandestine. He trailed around. Where did he get all this money and the planes? And he could fly into Mexico. There's a lot of unanswered questions. But again, it's an attempt by organized crime, I believe, out of, well, in this case, Nevada, so we lose our Second Amendment rights. So I'll allow you to respond, please.
Okay. Thank you, Norm. I have my thoughts. Jim, what are your thoughts on this gentleman's comments?
Well, yeah, and let me explain something about the CIA. The CIA uses a lot of low-level street people in their operations, not the least of which is human trafficking and gun trafficking and drug trafficking. So these people, yeah, have a lot of money and not commensurate with their their lot in life, and they run around and do stuff. And I've known people like this personally, and they're operatives. They're all over the place, and they're expendable. And so a person like this, maybe he's crossed the wrong line or something like that. People who live next to him or like his brother don't know anything about it. All of these questions, where do you get millions of dollars? And in a world living in Nevada, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions.
Right.
But my point is that the CIA and other government agencies, CIA is really a rogue agency, and they employ a lot of these people. And
yes,
these types of people. And so that's what I said about a real investigation. We never have a real investigation of who this guy was, what was the dark side of his life, if there was one. Was he just a complete patsy? Could some guy walking down the street like you one day end up, you win a trip to Vegas, your hotel room, and the next thing you know, you got 30 guns in your room and they're shooting you. And you don't know what's going on. I mean, we don't know the level of what's going on here. And this is all, I mean, look at we're still trying to figure out what happened with the Kennedy assassination, but a lot of information is coming out after the fact, that there were multiple shooters, almost the same scenario.
That's why it's so essential that you, John, and Jim, just keep the word out there. People that need to know, that want to know,
we're getting a lot of contradictory information, and from just little things like I saw a video. There was a guy outside, heard the shooting, and there were policemen just standing there walking around. Everything was like normal, and you hear this rapid fire. This guy had automatic weapons. True automatic weapons, because you could hear these were not being shot by a finger, pulling the trigger for each shot, or whoever was shooting. But there were times when you could hear multiple guns going off at the same time.
As far as the fourth floor is situated, those lights or whatever, there were ventilation vents, according to a source on Zero Hedge, that they could open a ventilating, 4-inch ventilating slot on the fourth floor or wherever. So you didn't need a window, according to the source that had been in this hotel. So with that, I'm going to hang up and thank you.
Okay.
Allow you,
well,
Norm,
we have a lot of unanswered questions. And,
okay, thank you.
The problem is the mainstream media picks up the narrative and runs with it. And that's what the majority of people see.
Right. Well, there's going to be lots of questions and hopefully full and correct answers to this. And you and I, Jim, don't have any control over this investigation, obviously. I hope that the sheriff in that county will do the right thing, maintain control, which it looks like he's going to, and get to the bottom of this matter and answer all the questions that need to be answered. One of the things, at least two of these farms that he had been modified with what's called a bump fire stock on it, which allows, if it's installed and you train yourself how to use it, can simulate full automatic fire, but not be an illegal conversion. These things are routinely sold to the public. It uses the recoil of the firearm to have the finger go back and forth very rapidly, simulating automatic weapons fire without legally being an automatic weapon. I believe from what I've read so far that one of those many, many firearms was actually a full automatic weapon, but the rest were either untampered with or had been modified with a bump fire stock on it to give that simulated automatic weapons fire.
Now, well, the other thing, John, is through ballistics, you could find out if there were different guns used.
Right.
And, of course, the way things are today with guns being like in the old CIA drug running days in Central America, they had those guns made in a machine shop in Mexico. And so you could have guns with all the same ballistics in the barrels. And, I mean, there's a lot of things that could be done to cover their tracks.
Actually, a very dear friend of mine was a firearms and tool mark examiner and a graduate of a school to get that training. And actually, there's very unique differences between firearms, even if they appear to be the same on the outside. There'll be hundreds of shell casings in that hotel room where this man was shooting from, and it's easy to determine by examining the shell casings if there was more than one firearm used. I would expect there would be, because unless you got a quick change barrel or a water cooled machine gun, those barrels get too hot to use rather quickly, and you'd have to switch out and use a different firearm. In fact, I've seen an M14 shot semi-automatic about 100 rounds, where it got to the point where it was literally getting red hot, the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
You need to set it aside and pick up something else and allow that firearm to cool down before you can use it again. These sustained automatic weapons fire can't be done unless you got a quick change barrel or water-cooled automatic weapon. They simply can't do that. They won't handle it. If it's a belt-fed machine gun such as a M60, they are specifically designed to absorb this dramatic amount of heat and continue cycling after several hundred rounds. But unless it's a belt-fed automatic weapon specifically designed for that, taking a semi-automatic rifle and shooting it full auto with a bump fire mechanism, you will incapacitate that firearm after about 100, 150 rounds. It won't be able to shoot anymore. It'll just get too hot, and it'll lock up on you.
Well, you know, that's another question, is where did this guy get this? There's got to be a paper trail of him procuring all these weapons.
Well, they've identified two gun stores in Las Vegas area, and I think they've determined firearms came from other states as well. This is a guy 64 years old. He's had many years to accumulate many firearms. And in addition, Jim, apparently he was a real estate investor. And a person can accumulate a fairly substantial amount of wealth if you know what you're doing in real estate investments.
Right, and under the, in a sense, under the table, almost like drug money, in which it's could be a lot in cash, it could be, you know. So, yeah, it's not impossible to become rich. In fact, you know, I'm leaving open the possibility that this common narrative is actually true. But given what we've seen in the past, I don't believe anything that comes in with the mainstream media picking this up, and the also the ramifications of this, you know, who knows? I just don't trust anything that comes out of the government or the mainstream media.
I agree. Having a very critical eye is imperative, to be critical and analytical of everything that comes out, regardless of the source. That's my specific training, is to take information from all sources and evaluate them as to the source itself and to how the information fits with everything else that we're hearing and seeing. It's a tremendous undertaking, an investigation of the scope and size. There's going to be dozens and dozens of cell phone videos and photographs that the law enforcement should be attempting to take as evidence. Physical evidence in the form of expended cartridge cases, the projectiles themselves, the firearms, the video from the hotel surveillance. Chances are this man's home, they've removed everything from that home, including the stick of butter in the refrigerator, for analysis.
Right.
I mean, John, what a massive undertaking. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, well, even if let's play devil's advocate, say that he was a lone shooter. He did do all of this. What triggered this guy? Was he involved in a mind control program? And that's what I've been talking about for a long time. There's no analysis to see commonality between this guy and, say, the Colorado theater shooter or something else. Where do these people, you know, pop out of the box from a normal everyday life and all of a sudden do something like this?
Right. Well, and one common, it's a good point, Jim, and something we should point out. One common denominator, I believe, that connects almost all these mass murders is the perpetrator had a prescription for psychotropic drugs.
The end. They
right.
all end up dead. I mean, what's the probability that they wouldn't get shot in the knee, they'd be down on the ground, they'd arrest them? They're all dead.
There are some exceptions. The Aurora, Colorado theater shooter, he did remain alive.
Great.
But you're right, most of them do end up dead. I don't believe the San Bernardino shooters were taking psychotropic drugs. They were just insane Muslims. But majority of the time, the shooter ends up dead, so there's nobody to tell the tale, is there?
Right, exactly, yeah. And even if they are, you know, like the Tim McVeighs, who years later, the questions start coming out in the associations and other strange things. So anyway, yeah,
well,
we could beat this.
We could spend several hours on Tim McVeigh. We got a caller and holder. We got Tim in Colorado. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Yep. I just wanted to ask you a question. Watched a couple of YouTube videos, and somebody mentioned an M240B.
Right. That's a squad automatic weapon, the caliber is .223, 5.56 NATO. It shoots the same cartridge as the M16, but it is specifically designed as an automatic weapon. They're very pricey, but this guy could probably buy one. We don't know yet if he was buying that type of firearm or not. It does have a quick change barrel, and it's fully capable of doing most of what was done late Sunday night by itself.
And from the sounds of it, I went and looked at a couple of videos of our troops in Iraq shooting these weapons, sounded pretty much like what was going on there.
Right. There's ways to analyze the rate of fire, and the rate of fire is distinctive for each automatic weapon. I said initially Monday morning that this was a centerfire automatic weapon, and I'm sticking by that. It was obviously not a 22. It was obviously a centerfire automatic weapon of some kind, or a semi-auto that had been modified to shoot, give the appearance of being full automatic. So we shall see, Tim, whether this guy had a M240 or not. We simply don't know yet.
And it sounded to me like there were two automatic weapons going off at the same time.
Keep in mind that in an urban area, these sounds, these reports, echo back and forth off buildings. It's difficult to tell where it's coming from because of these echoes of the sound. And
but you're saying that
it's difficult.
But the timing would be the same, right? If it was weapon.
It would be. You want to hold on through the break, Tim? Yep. Hold on through the break. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Wednesday, the 4th of October, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Tim, let's conclude your commentary. We're almost out of time.
Okay, I was wondering if a recording could be made and then timed to that particular weapon and find out, because they've shown weapons that I've seen, and, you know, it doesn't seem like they could. They've shown weapons in the room, which I think is staged. Why would he need so many weapons if he had one that would do the job?
All right, well, automatic weapons are notorious for malfunction. So if you've ever been to machine gun shoot, the biggest machine gun shoot in the country is at Knob Creek, Kentucky, twice a year. And there's on the line, there'll be 25 or 30 automatic weapons. And you'll see at any given moment anywhere from a fourth to a third of them are down while the owners are clearing malfunctions. That's the nature of automatic weapons, is malfunctions are part of the game. And if you've been around automatic weapons, you know that, and you would prepare in advance. You wouldn't want to be taking time to clear malfunctions. You would have a number of weapons for backup if you had the ability to do so. Tim, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Jim, your final comments, sir.
Well, there's a lot of questions, a lot of unanswered questions. I just hope there's a real investigation at last, for one of these incidents. And whenever I see the federal government become involved, it's when I almost assure you that there's going to be cover-ups, things hidden, agendas behind the scenes which take precedence, etc. So hopefully the sheriff can keep his grip on this investigation and do a real investigation.
I agree completely, Jim. Thus far, it appears the sheriff remains firmly in control, and he appears to be a stand-up guy that will do the right thing for the right reasons, and I hope he continues to do so. Jim, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, John. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Well, this event is obviously taking up a lot of airtime in all forms of media, alternative media, mainstream media, as well it should. It's a dramatic event. I was commenting to my wife, I was watching some of the video. It was a body cam one of the Las Vegas police was wearing, and it showed these officers moving in a tactical formation towards where they thought the shots were, and they had these pistols. And I was commenting to my wife how pitiful it was that these officers were armed with handguns when the shooter had a centerfire rifle about 300 yards away, about 1,000 feet away, which would be pretty useless against in those circumstances. Pretty useless. Yes. A lot of unanswered questions. The timeline is going to be critical. It's already starting to pop up about how long the police took to blow the door off the hinges and stop this guy. A lot of controversy about that. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.